You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning to you, 91-year-old Marvin Miller.
Good morning.
Good morning. I guess it's the case that there are still some people in baseball who think you're the devil incarnate, correct?
Could be.
Former executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association, Marvin Miller, is on the line with me. And at the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies in Cooperstown, New York yesterday, Miller wasn't there, but two historic figures in the game, both non-players, the late Dodger owner Walter O'Malley and the late baseball commissioner Bowie Kuhn, joined the game's honored ranks. Here's Kuhn's stepson, Paul DeGenerer, speaking at yesterday's ceremony.
Bowie Kuhn became commissioner of baseball during a time when the professional game was possibly at its contemporary low. It had sunk almost into an oblivion that hadn't darkened the grand old game since those disastrous days of 1919. Beginning then, when the role of commissioner was created to protect the game from so many evils, the game grew and grew to become an everyday part of American life.
Well, that's one version of the story. Certainly absent from yesterday's ceremony was a man whom Pulitzer Prize-winning sports writer Red Smith called the second most important man in baseball after Babe Ruth. Marvin Miller, you know, you weren't there yesterday, but what were your thoughts as Bowie Kuhn was inducted into the Hall of Fame? You used to drive him nuts.
Well, the induction is fine, you know. That's their business. The speeches, though, were something else. It was a complete rewriting of history. I don't know where his stepson, for example, got the material that he used. I can guess it came from the Hall of Fame people, from President Idelson, who was a PR person. But I was there, and baseball was not in the doldrums in 1969.
Right. Well, let's step back for a second, because really what happened at the Hall of Fame yesterday sort of plays up this tension that's always existed between the players and the owners. You, as head of the Players Association, ushered in the era of players' rights, free agency, really, and free agency is half of what is talked about on sports media these days, what the contracts are, what the players are going to be getting, and when they become free agents.
That's true.
Describe the tension as you experienced it with Bowie Kuhn and Walter O'Malley in your days in baseball.
Well, I wouldn't couple them. I didn't have any tensions with Walter O'Malley. On the contrary, we got along fine. And most of the time I got along with Kuhn, too. But he was steeped in a different kind of tradition than I was. He believed all the hype about the commissioner representing everybody, that the commissioner was a czar, and that he represented the owners, the players, the umpires, the citizens at large, the fans. And it was nonsense, of course. He was simply an employee with absolutely no power except what was ceded to him by the owners. They paid him. They recruited him. They told him what his duties were. They told him what his powers were. And in the case of just about every commissioner, except those who died in office, they were all fired when they displeased enough of the owners.
Well, certainly, free agency took a lot of money out of the pocket of the owners. But what do you say to the argument that the whole free agency system has created the New York Yankees' ability to have the highest payroll in baseball? They bid up all the stars. And really, you know, the league is dominated by a couple of very, very, well-heeled teams.
Yeah. Neither league is dominated by any teams. This is one of the fallacies that people who don't read the record book, who don't read the newspapers. The Yankees haven't won for 6 or 7 years now, for example. High payroll or no high payroll. The competitive balance in the major leagues is far superior to what it was before there was free agency. Before there was free agency, then the Yankees dominated the American League, for example, and baseball altogether. Just a few teams. This is in the era now of no free agents. All players were pieces of property. Between the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cardinals, almost nobody else ever won a pennant or a World Series.
Well, do you think you'll ever be in the Hall of Fame, Marvin, before we go?
No, I've already indicated in a public letter to the writers who do the nominating. I've asked them to please not do it again. Don't nominate me anymore. The whole thing has become a farce. To realize that what's going on is you must realize that when they have an election, as they do, each year or each 2 years or each 4 years, they simply rig the entire thing for whatever result they want.
Well, certainly the labor history story of baseball has not been told at the Hall of Fame. Perhaps someday it will be, and your name will be first on the list. Marvin Miller, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
91-year-old Marvin Miller, former executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association, and now headlines from Femi Okay.
Thanks, John. 28 minutes past the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.